855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we will share with you, and they are completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, we give our site away. $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, what those other guys want. We want zero for you to access all the features there. Now, there are ways you can voluntarily contribute to the show, and we'll share those with you as the program goes on here tonight. But the program here is allows you to call in about anything you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE. Otherwise, we bring stuff to the table. And I've got an update from the Associated Press. Last night, we talked in some detail about the plan to open up three private cities, so-called, in Honduras. And the piece we were sharing last night was from the AP. This is the same piece, but it's been added on to as of 10:36 last night. So it was almost as though the AP was listening to Free Talk Live, and you know, we expressed some questions and some concern.
Do you have any evidence that they weren't listening to Free Talk Live last night?
I don't have any evidence either way. So that's why I say it's almost as though, because it happened to come out right after our show wrapped up. But. So the update here from this story, just to recap briefly for you what was going on. The plan is that there are going to be three cities that will be privately run that supposedly will have their own legal system. They will have their own police. They'll have their own, they'll be supposedly
obviously
separate.
Sewer and things like that.
Right. Judiciary, laws, governments, and police forces. So they'll allegedly be separate from the government of Honduras.
I would like to know under what circumstances could the government of Honduras violate that agreed upon sovereignty?
Under whatever circumstance they want.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, I don't.
They have to roll in troops, and that could be a messy conflict.
It could be or could not. It depends on, so these things are going to. To some extent, there's city-states like Andorra, Liechtenstein, these kind of places. I think there's one more in Europe that's escaping my memory at this point.
What about the Vatican City?
Vatican City. Yeah, that's a city-state also. So, I mean, there's city-states. If they, the agreement is not quite as firm as city-states. City-states truly are sovereign, and in this case, it looks like Honduras has some level of sovereignty over these charter cities is what they're calling them. But if the people in those cities believe that they're free from Honduran rule, then there's nothing you can do, really, to change that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they believe that they're breaking away and that they're doing something bad by breaking away and that they're really Hondurans, well, then you can roll in tanks and you can paddle the bad kids. But if they say, we've come here because this was a free place and we're free of Honduran rule and you're breaking the rules by coming in here, it's really about the attitude of the inhabitants.
That's a good point. You're right, because government at all levels, yes, it's backed by force, but ultimately its success depends on whether or not people go along with the program.
Sure.
Well, if people start disobeying in mass numbers, then the government has no more control, and that's when they have to roll in the tanks and attempt to use the maximum level of force. But if the people that are on the private defense agencies or the police, the private police or whoever it is, whatever that setup ends up being in these private cities, is defensive, then that's going to be a real, really bad situation for the Honduran government.
As attractive as this sounds to people who are perhaps interested in the idea of seasteading or finding a place where government could be less intrusive, Honduras itself has basically been going through, I would say, some sort of small civil war, because within the last 5 years, a president, I believe his name was Manuel Zelaya, he was basically forced out of the country, and he was hiding in Ecuador, if I recall correctly, and the Congress, or the Supreme Court, basically threw out the president. So Honduras is not the most stable of governments.
No. Stability and stability. Most people will take stability over freedom when it comes to governance. This is, just sort of what people want. Stability is, the primary thing that people want. But, freedom's on that list. And the Honduras is terrible government. It's a terrible government. It has shown itself up to this point to be pretty awful. So turning it over to somebody else is really a darn good idea. Getting a big check in the process isn't a bad idea. So maybe they'll be smart and take the check and then, take some level of a benefit of having these productive cities in their inside of their borders. But I can't see that these cities wouldn't be, you know, just terribly successful.
I can't believe the United States Central Intelligence Agency is allowing this to happen. I mean, the Southern American area or Central America is, you know, a prime target for the United States military regarding drug trafficking, and to have places that the United States can't influence and can't, infiltrate regarding the drug trade, I think is going to be something they're going to put a lot of pressure on the Honduran government.
Yeah, when it comes to these cities, they need to be careful in two areas, and those two areas are banking and drugs. Well, since they're on the land, they're going to have to be careful in the area of drugs. If they, you know, if they did some seasteading out in the middle of the water and they brought in, you know, some coke and some hookers or whatever, I don't think anybody's going to give them too much trouble. But on the land, in the corridor that the drugs are trafficked through, Honduras isn't a particularly wide place, it's not going to be acceptable. You're not going to make some stopover for, the drug train at these cities.
Why
these
not?
Cities.
Wait, are you suggesting that there won't be drugs being dealt in these cities?
I think that there will be drugs.
That's
but
ridiculous.
If people think that they're going to set up in these cities as the sort of the drug, the stopovers, on the drug train, the United States government's going to come in and they're going to do something horrible.
Like bring the Marines in like they're doing in Mexico?
Why wouldn't they?
Well, I would hope that the reason why not would be that they would be able to be defended.
Also, I don't want a city run by drug dealers. I'm not interested in that.
The private defense would hopefully defend their customers.
Well, Mark,
the onslaught.
The state of New Hampshire's number one source of revenue is alcohol. So, if you know to think that there couldn't be a city state whose primary source of taxing revenue is drugs, which alcohol is one, isn't completely out of the realm of possibility.
Well, has the Drug Enforcement Administration or the U.S. government of any in any form raided the Netherlands? Have they raided Portugal? I mean, we know that Portugal has had now for a decade
some
decriminalization.
Level of decriminalization.
They've had decriminalization on all drugs. I mean, obviously
small amounts.
There's
right.
A big difference between decriminalization and open support of it being approved, and the approval of it, you know, is kind of like a domino.
You don't have to have approval to have allowing, right? So there doesn't have to be a policy approving the use of drugs. You can just simply not arrest people who are using them.
The Netherlands
is on a small
spit of land that connects South America to North America.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a geographic difference of where they are.
What? You're talking about Honduras. You said the Netherlands.
Netherlands is not on a small
okay.
spit of land that connects South America
yeah.
to North America. Honduras is. It
yeah.
has a geographic location that puts it squarely in the middle of the drug war. If you allow, quote-unquote, allow a certain, or just turn a blind eye to a certain level of drug trade, it seems likely that you could have a real problem.
You don't think that's already happening with the Honduran government? You don't think the
Honduran
government
is... That's the reason it's so violent there. It's terribly violent, and I just don't know how they'll deal with that particular aspect in there. If they haven't thought about the drug trade going through these city-states, I don't know what they're going to do to handle it.
I'm sure the Panama Canal is extremely well-policed, even though it's no longer the canal zone part of the United States government. But Honduras is located in such a location where you could get from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean, and that, for drug trade, would be huge.
By the way, Honduras is listed as number 93 on the list of the Heritage Foundation's list of economic freedom.
And economically free states. So is that halfway down the list?
It's a little bit lower than half.
Lower than half?
It's in the bottom 50% of countries. The lowest number on the list is 179. So
North Korea coming in at 179.
Yeah,
all right.
It's just barely below the halfway point there, Honduras. And so 855-453, that's the toll-free number. We haven't given you the update, though. So now you've got kind of the background. They're planning these private cities. They're going to start construction within the next year and a half. And the update is that they actually got in touch with the CEO of the company that's behind this, and they've done an interview with him. And so we'll share what he has to say about the vision for what's supposedly to come. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whatever ends up happening, it is a bold experiment. And I'm excited to watch it happen. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,713.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,756.24, $878.12 for a half ounce, or $439.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,756.24, $878.12, and $439.06.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got listening options, live streams, broadband, narrowband, and even a midband stream, so different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You can go and get tuned in for free over at listen.freetalklive.com and also get a list of our over 100 radio stations, over 110 of them actually, over 110 stations, AM and FM band across the country. We've also got satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, where we are heard 7 nights per week. as well as our free-to-air KU band channel. There's the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in.
Privacy is an important aspect of freedom. If you want privacy in doing business online, well, it's really difficult because many of these banking organizations that work online don't have any interest in your privacy. They don't have any interest in you having control over your own account. That's why bitcoins are important. Bitcoins are an online currency, just like dollars or euros or yuan. Bitcoins are a currency, and with the currency, you can send in the software that goes with the currency, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world. You don't need any fees. You don't have to pay 3% to send money around the world. You have complete control over your own account. You can be your own bank with Bitcoin. You have control over your account. No one can have control of them. No one can counterfeit Bitcoins. No one can, get a hold of your Bitcoin account. They can't inflate Bitcoins. They can't make more of them.
Well, they can get a hold of your account if they hack your computer or something like that.
If they hack your computer and you haven't put in place the proper sort of security, no doubt. I mean, if you just have a Bitcoin client on your computer and you're not safe with your private key, then something could happen.
Right.
But I should say that they can't inflate and they cannot counterfeit Bitcoins. And you have control. If you
you have total control over your account if you choose that.
Yeah, if you put the right security in place.
You can take a risk and put your Bitcoins in the hand of some online account holder, and we've seen how that's worked out for people. We got screwed
cases.
On that.
Yep,
and then there was another one, Mark, that you said just got hacked recently.
Yep, that's true.
So those things are not, they do not have a very good track record thus far from what I've seen.
What's that? Online
these online Bitcoin wallets. The ones,
this wasn't a Bitcoin wallet. That was a hedge fund that recently got hacked.
Oh, okay.
But, I think that there's going to be some bumps on the road to Bitcoins. The trick is to using Bitcoins. I think the trick is really to not be one of the ones that's in the bumps. Be secure with your Bitcoins. So you can find out more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. There's a lot to learn. So weusecoins.org, but I think that it's going to be it's going to be really important as far as the changing of the world, Bitcoins.
So something else that could change the world, maybe, we'll certainly be keeping our eyes on it, is this project in Honduras, where Honduras is teaming up with MG. They still have the mistake in this article, by the way. It's either MKG Group or MGK Group. Michael Strong is the CEO of the organization. They have entered into a memorandum with the Honduras state government to allow them to build three cities. The first will begin construction within the next 18 months, and it is going to be in the apparently nearby Puerto Castilla on the Caribbean coast. Apparently, the company will be investing $15 million to begin building the basic infrastructure for the city. And the AP has done an update here on this story where they've actually interviewed Michael Strong, who is the CEO of MKG Group. According to the interview conducted yesterday, Strong said that as soon as the Honduras government gives final approval to the boundaries of the city, the sites, the developers will begin building infrastructure on the first half square mile of the first city, where they hope to have two or three businesses as tenants within 18 months. He says the $15 million investment was contingent on Honduran government approval. He added that no tenants have made commitments to locating in the future private city yet.
Puerto Castilla is a village in Honduras, and it doesn't even have, here on Wikipedia, it doesn't even have a population.
Hmm. He says that no tenants have committed to locating in the future as of this point, but the investors envision textile manufacturing, small product assembly, and outsourced businesses like call centers or data processing as possibilities. He says that people aren't going to put up big money for something that could fall through. He didn't name any of the investors in the project. He said workers, and he's right. I mean, he's being pretty honest there. This is a risky, risky project. I mean, as you pointed out, Honduras, not exactly a safe place. So there's risk from that aspect of things. And there's always risk in any kind of business investment as well. Just, the risk that no one's going to come.
I would really like to read their memorandum because I can't wrap my head around the idea that the Honduras government would be okay with having an area of their country where there could be literally, and I know this is going to an extreme, but literally there could be a genocide there within a city, and the Honduras government would have no authority over it unless they, unless they negotiated that.
Well, that's just that's for me, it was the stickiest point about this article, was when we first heard about this months ago, and it was a different group, Future Cities was the group that was promoting this idea.
It sounds like they're somewhat related.
There may be a connection between the two. We've not yet determined that for sure. But the original concept was that, oh, yeah, it'll be this autonomous zone. But then when you dug further in and got more information, the autonomous zone was subject to, all of their laws were subject to Honduran governmental approval. So on one hand, they're selling it like it's this free zone. On the other hand, maybe not so much.
What about their lack of laws? Is that subject to approval also?
Well, there's a little bit more detail here, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share this as far as the technicalities of how this situation will be set up. He said that workers will be able to live in the cities, and the Honduran laws setting up the private areas guarantees that any citizen of the country can also live there. He said it's a full-scale city, or can be a full-scale city, once we have jobs and we'll need affordable housing, schools, clinics, churches, stores, restaurants, and all the businesses that create a real community. The president of Honduras, here's where it gets tricky. The president of Honduras will appoint globally respected international figures without financial interests in the projects to 9-member independent boards that will oversee the running of the cities, whose daily operations will be administered by a board appointed governor.
Yeah, there you go.
Future appointments
sounds disturbing.
Future appointments to the board will be decided by votes by standing board members, so the existing board gets to vote whoever it is, the new board members.
So it's a dictatorship over a small given area.
The governors will establish the rules by which the cities are initially run in conjunction with the developers, said Strong. Again, this is the CEO of the company. But those rules can be changed in the future by popular votes among all residents of the cities.
Uh-oh. Strong, not that fond of popular votes, sorry.
Strong said Honduran law would not apply in the cities, but they would have to adhere to international conventions on human rights and other basic principles.
Okay.
He called the cities based on the best practices of the free trade zones around the world, like in Dubai, and he expected that they would successfully create jobs and help the development of Honduras. He says, in general, free zones have been a spectacular success in terms of economic development. I'm very optimistic.
Yeah, I think that that's the one thing these cities have going for them is, in order to be successful, they have to be free. Free as in liberty, not free as in beer. And, in order to be free, they have to get these concepts. They have to have a foundation of freedom. So likely it'll be some time before they get tyrannical.
Who knows how this is all going to play out? And, and another big question mark is, are these boards that will be appointed by the president of Honduras of, staff full of people who allegedly don't have a financial interest in the project? 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's keep keep preparedness simple.
Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-453 is the number. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website where we've got a lot of stuff. We give it all away. And some of those things include our news updates. You can get signed up on news.freetalklive.com to follow us via Twitter, Facebook, and also email. Emails are the way you get the absolute newsiest updates, the most important stuff about Free Talk Live. Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get more than that. You're going to get updates during the show, live hoots to both Twitter and Facebook at the same time. That's what we do here during some of the breaks of the show, for instance. We'll ask questions or post some show prep or make some observation, and you're welcome to respond, and sometimes that stuff will get read on the air. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up for whatever is attractive to you. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live. If you've got a company and you want to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is the one to do it. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So we've been talking about this Honduras experiment that is just in the genesis stages. They've signed the agreement with Honduras. This NKG group has signed an agreement to create three cities spread across the Honduran zone. And the cities will be privately run, ostensibly. Although there's some questionable practices at the very top levels where, on one hand, they're claiming that the cities will have private judiciary, laws, governments, and police forces. They'll be empowered to sign international agreements on trade and investment and set their own immigration policies. This sounds like a really good thing. But then you've got this other provision where in the updated article from the AP, according to this, the president of Honduras will be appointing globally respected international figures without financial interest in the projects to 9-member independent boards that will oversee the running of the cities. So on one hand, the claim is that they're independent. On the other hand, the board of governors, or whatever they're going to call this, for the cities, are appointed by the president of Honduras, which is an incredibly political, obviously it's a political appointment.
It sounds like the Federal Reserve, actually.
Where the president of the U.S. appoints the board.
Yeah,
members.
It's a private area, it's a private bank, but it's government controlled. private bank.
Hopefully the people that set this up, and it seems as though, what's the organization?
MKG Group.
MKG is, you know, affiliated with Patry Friedman, who is a...
Allegedly, according to some research a caller did last night.
Yep, okay. And, you know, I found that very heartening. And if Patry is involved, then I believe that there's going to be a more than just a nod towards the ideas of liberty. They're not going to be successful if this isn't a free place.
Yeah.
Because cities have all kinds of things to offer. This place has nothing to offer if it isn't free.
No doubt. I mean, really, the ultimate question is what level of influence will this board of directors have?
Sure.
Will this board of directors be like the board that I've sat on in the past, which is basically a do-nothing yes-man board, where, you know, I was on the Cheshire TV board here in town, the local cable access channel, for a few years, actually, several years. And basically all the board did was just say yes to whatever the executive director wanted to do because he was doing a great job running the organization and, you know, we all liked him. And
nothing
so,
to talk about.
Yeah, whatever you say. Yes, yes, yes.
There can't be any way that this could happen without Honduras having its own policing agents within these cities because think about it. It would be such a huge threat to the sovereignty of the country to have the possibility of someone else coming in, taking over one of these autonomous areas, and then, you know, having weapons and arms that could be used against the Honduras people. So they've got to have some type of...
There's no shortage of city-states in the world. I mean, France threatened by Andorra? Is the population of Switzerland threatened by Liechtenstein? I know that there's several autonomous city-states right within the... completely encompassed by the country of South Africa, and they... you know, somehow or another, they haven't been used by the KGB to take down these countries, mostly because no one cares.
Yeah, but we're talking about, like, the drug cartel capital of the world.
It's true. There's an aspect to it. But the drug cartel could buy El Salvador if they really wanted to.
They could buy some Greece islands as well.
Why would you buy them? I mean, if you're talking about the drug cartels really do operate best by skulking about. Mm-hmm. They don't want to engage the Marines.
That's true.
Yeah, but if they owned their own country, they could have their own flagged vessels, and then the Marines wouldn't be able to engage them.
You think?
Yeah.
I think the United States would just not engage with a country that decided that it was going to flout their laws as far as drugs?
Well, I think they would probably declare war on that country and then just obliterate them. But,
right. But I think that's probably what the drug dealers think, too.
Yeah, that's probably why they didn't do it. Never mind.
It would be interesting to, I know, Mark, you do an interview series called Edgington Post, and you post those on our SoundCloud page at freetalklive.com. You click on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. Click to the SoundCloud link. You'll see some of those Edgington Post episodes. And maybe it'd be interesting to try to get this guy on, the CEO of this company.
Send me whatever information you have.
Maybe put him on Free Talk Live if we can find him. Obviously, the AP guy was able to find him for this report.
Well,
and our caller,
AP has more resources than Free Talk Live does.
Well, our caller last night said he had looked on like a Wikipedia page about Patry Friedman or something like that, and had found a link to somehow that he was linked to this Michael Strong guy. So, you know, Patry Friedman, maybe reach out to him. Because it would be interesting to ask him these questions like, what about the drug cartels? You know, what are you going to do there? How's that going to factor in?
Governments are all about control of their turf. And this sounds great, but I just can't imagine. I mean, people in Honduras who occupy government office and enact government policies aren't all that different from people who are in office here. And they want to control what's theirs. So to think that they would give up that much autonomy,
it's shocking, but it must be for some significant amount of money.
Right. There's a big check that was written in order to be able to set up these autonomous cities, and Honduras is not a country that's used to big checks. They do sell some level of sovereignty. Most of these South American countries, you can buy citizenship for a relatively small amount of money compared to, say the United States or something like that. So you could buy your way in when it comes to these things. And I'm not surprised that somebody said, sure, we'll sell you some forest land for a ridiculous amount of money and give you some level of sovereignty in it.
2013 is shaping up to be an interesting year, at least 2013, 2014, that range, shaping up to be an interesting couple of years. You've got the Blue Seed project.
Blue Seed's supposed to come online in December 2013 if it stays on target.
Right, so Blue Seed is this vessel that is going to exist out in supposedly in international waters, if I'm not mistaken.
13 miles west of the coast of the Silicon Valley.
Yeah, and but, so they're going to be inviting business operators to operate out there and kind of seed their businesses in an area of alleged freedom.
Well, that would only 12 miles out, or I think you'd need to go 14 miles out, but that would get you free from the state government, but not the federal government.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the federal zone?
I believe it's either 200 or 300 miles.
Yeah, that's the fishing zone.
The exclusion zone. No, I mean the actual...
You mean that other foreign vessels can't come in?
Well, I mean, foreign vessels can come in, but they're subject to being stopped by the
Coast Guard,
or the Navy, and...
I'm going to assume that the folks from Blue Seed, and I don't know for certain, but I'm going to assume that they've had lawyers check this out and say, well, this is the distance that one has to be. If not, then they've got a really messed up business model, and they're in big trouble.
Well, that's what's going to be interesting is the next couple of years you're going to watch Blue Seed and whether they sink or swim, and also this Honduras project, whether this thing takes root. So you're going to actually have a couple of different competing we're the free place kind of options.
I was really concerned with the idea of Blue Seed and the seasteading places when it came to the ideas of banking, because it's one thing to have some drugs out there and some hookers and some gambling and whatever it is mm-hmm. that they may outlaw on the land and not have to pay property taxes or income taxes. Actually, if you're an American citizen, you'd still have to pay income taxes if you're out there according to their rules. But it's another thing entirely if you're running a free banking system. If you ran a banking system where it was backed by value, then you'd be a threat to the Federal Reserve,
sure.
the World Bank,
Bitcoin,
and all these things. But that's the thing. Bitcoins came online really in the last
couple of
years.
Yeah.
The seasteading isn't brand new, and it changed everything. Everybody can be their own bank now.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You mentioned property taxes. That makes me wonder, what's this Honduras city? What is it going to do as far as its operational budget is concerned? How are they going to set that up? This will be interesting to find out over time. Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, if you don't use Facebook, apparently something's wrong with you, according to the German government.
German newspapers.
We'll find out. German newspapers, thank you. We'll find out what that's all about here in a little bit. But, of course, your calls, if you make them, we'll take them about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. What would it take to get you to move to one of these Honduran free zones or ostensibly free zones? I would think that, you know, we're talking about this news that has hit via the AP that Honduras has entered into an agreement with a private company to create three private cities that will supposedly have autonomy. They'll be able to set their own laws, have their own justice system, police and courts and, you know, the whole deal, that they'll be able to enter into international agreements without the approval of the Honduran government. So the way this is being pitched sounds even better than what we'd heard before with the future cities project getting involved with Honduras, and it sounds like they're moving forward with this. They're inevitably going to have to make this pretty attractive, especially in the beginning. I mean, you know, if you're going to take the risk of going down to Honduras, basically in the woods of Honduras, where apparently the indigenous folks are not too happy about this deal being done, according to the article. We didn't share that part of the story.
Not all of them. I think the indigenous people will get darn happy when there's work to be done and money to be made.
I guess that depends on the goals of those people.
Okay, so you're thinking in collectives, all right?
Some of them might want to stay where they are.
Yeah, just saying, when the government of New Hampshire says something, it's not speaking for me.
Right.
And when whatever spokesperson for whatever indigenous people might be in the immediate vicinity of where this place is, or claiming, I mean, you know, they could have huge swaths of land, claiming to be in charge here, says, we don't like it. We didn't get our big payoff that we wanted to get, doesn't mean that they speak for the indigenous people who are likely picking bananas out of the trees in order to survive.
Some of them might like that lifestyle.
They may very
well. Not everybody
well,
who's indigenous is looking to move into the
Not everybody
you know, the
that
first
is,
world.
But you know, there's a lot of advantages to living a lifestyle where you can have a toilet that flushes.
This sort of seems like the movie Avatar, where you know there's
it could be it could end up being like that. I mean, if you've got. You know, Mark, obviously your speculation is accurate. Not everybody thinks the same way. But, you know, these folks that are living in the jungle, if that's where they're living, could move into, you know, Tegucigalpa.
Tegucigalpa.
Yeah.
Which is an extraordinarily dangerous place and not particularly metropolitan.
Yeah. Sure. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe some of them are going to be absolutely elated to see these private cities showing up. But maybe some of them are going to want to cause trouble. So, again, you know, it's going to have to be a pretty attractive situation.
Yeah.
You know, what's it going to take to get you to make the move down to Honduras? No property tax?
Well,
would that be one?
Absolutely. Tax, you know, for me, from a moral standpoint, I'd love to be in a place where I'm paying a fee to live there, like a hotel, rather than, you know, property taxes. And I don't want to, and taxes to a government that harms people. And I don't want to, in a situation where I'm just paying, you know, rent and saying, I don't pay property taxes, when in fact the landlord's paying property taxes. I'm not looking for that situation either. But it would also have to be, my dollar would have to go farther. I'd have to be able to do business in the United States.
Right.
And
so good internet connection.
Yep, good internet connections would be hugely important. You know, all the facilities you have. You know, it'd be nice if you could have the amenities as far as the foods that I like to eat and the restaurants I want to go to, the sort of entertainment that my family's used to.
If it ends up being a free zone, then you'll probably have a, you know, a nice international flavor. There'll probably be a lot of folks coming from all around the world to do business there. It's sort of like Hong Kong, right? And Hong Kong's kind of interesting to look at here. You talked about city-states. City-state isn't really the right term for Hong Kong, necessarily, I don't think.
It's pretty close.
But it's close. Like, it was controlled by the British government until 1997, I believe it was, when their 100-year lease, their 100-year lease ran out around that time, and then China took it over. And basically, you know, right around then, or, you know, folks that have been observing have said that essentially China has kind of kept their hands off.
Well, and even more so, China's become, in the taking of Hong Kong, rather than China coming and taking over Hong Kong, it looks more like Hong Kong took over China. Because
or has
ideas,
had an influence on
The ideas have been pervasive. Hong Kong's an extraordinarily free and capitalistic place, whereas China wasn't at the time and has become much more so.
Right. So a lot of people were afraid that the China government would come in there with, you know, sort of the iron fist and really crack down and crush the freedoms that the people in Hong Kong had, and they didn't do that. And so I think that may speak to whether or not the Honduran government is going to do the same thing. If these things become golden geese, these three cities, these free cities, they're going to start with one, but the plan is to go to three. If these become golden geese, then maybe Honduras will keep their hands off, and they'll just, you know, be content to benefit from all of the things, the good things that are coming out of them into the rest of the cities in Honduras.
There's been lots of golden geese around the world that have been ignored because of pressure from the U.S. federal government. And, I mean, these economically free areas in our hemisphere, you know, so close, it could be a problem.
I want to know, can golden geese kind of move around and lay golden eggs?
Well, if you chase them, I'm sure they'll run.
Okay.
What are you getting at?
It's the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yes.
Geese that lay golden eggs.
Right.
Not golden geese. There is no story behind golden geese. Golden geese would be the sort of thing that you'd stick on the front of a very ostentatious automobile.
Yeah, I get what you're. I get where you're coming from.
And you could ask yourself, would these be, if, you know, in that case, if they're golden geese, could they be then ganders?
If I had a goose that laid a golden egg, it would be a golden geese to me, though.
Okay.
Golden goose to me.
Fine. I don't think you're going anywhere. I think it'd be unwise to kill off the goose that lays the golden egg in this circumstance, but I also wonder, you know, what kind of drawing power do these places have? New Hampshire allows, there's lots of libertarian types. We're here for the Free State Project.
Yes.
You can find out more at freestateproject.org. There are lots of libertarian types in New York, California, New Jersey, and very high tax places, Illinois.
Yes.
Those people aren't picking up and moving to the Free State Project at any breakneck speed.
That's true.
There have been about 1,000, maybe 1,050, who have moved in the last 6 years, more than 6 years, seven, 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you better believe more people are going to start moving once we have more effect on the government in Concord and, you know, have more civil libertarian policies. People are going to be like, wow, that state's pretty cool. I didn't think you could have that.
Agreed. Certainly they have the ability to be more free than New Hampshire is currently.
But
New Hampshire is significantly freer than New York.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big difference. And New Hampshire's moving when the tax rate has been reduced by 12% in the last, was it biennium or was it the last year?
Don't ask me. I just heard that they cut the budget.
Recently cut the budget by 12%. So, I mean, it's moving in the right direction. So there's not enough track record to say that it is, you know, staying at a rate of 10% reduction every year.
Yeah, if they do it 5 years in a row, that'll be great.
That'd be tremendous. But, I mean, you can see you can see that it's not easy to draw people for that particular purpose. I mean,
well, it's hard to get people to pick up their lives and move, especially productive folks with businesses and families. It's very difficult.
I mean, it's hard to. I mean, can you imagine what it would take to move your stuff from the United States to Honduras?
Probably a couple $1,000, I would think.
I would think it might even be more. I can't even imagine what it'd be like trying to drive a Ryder truck through Mexico and
to
Nicaragua and you know, these kind of things.
I was thinking hiring a boat, like a shipping container or something.
Yeah, maybe you'd have a shipping a company that would do such a thing.
It would make more sense if this. It sounds like this first city is going to be on the water.
Most people who've moved here have moved by a U-Haul, Ryder, or Penske truck.
Yeah. It sounds like this, you know, this place in Honduras, the first city, it sounds like it's going to be on the water. You've looked at the map, Mark?
Yep.
Is it a water? It's going to be a port. So, yeah, it would make sense to just ship things directly there,
I
think.
But again, if you have a port for sea vessels, that is a prime location for drug smuggling. And I cannot get my mind around the idea that the Honduran government will tell the U.S. government to go pound sand about their control of the drug trade in Central America.
Who knows? Maybe the drug dealers are involved in being investors in this thing. I mean, we don't know who where the $15 million is coming from.
A lot of these drug cartels.
That's pennies for the drug cartels.
Yeah, the drug cartels have
rooms full of that much cash.
Yep.
They have some really intelligent business people who help them with their products.
So. Yeah, I mean, if I were in charge of a cartel down in South America, I'd be at the bottom, you know, the ground floor of this, just for a few million bucks to throw around to have a potentially, you know, safer zone to ship drugs in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be on the ground floor of that.
I think drugs are the net death knell of these particular city states.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, you can't keep drugs out of them. I'm not going to move to a place where they're trying to. A drug war in high gear. That's not going to be very attractive.
Well, you're already here, Ian. So, I mean, why would you move somewhere that's just like here?
It's bad here, but it's not as bad. It's not as bad in New Hampshire, I think, as it is in some other places.
That's true.
Florida.
Like Tegucigalpa, there aren't armed Marines representing the military yet.
All right. So, your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Facebook. According to German newspapers, if you don't have a Facebook account, something is wrong with you. You might even be a serial killer. Isn't that what they're going to tell us?
Well, there's certainly something wrong with you.
We'll get the details here in a moment. 855-450-3733. Hour 2's next. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you like action and adventure? Do you like suspense? Do you like being scared? Are you tired of the same old crap from your fantasy and horror authors? Then try something original. Give Matthew Bellotti's books a read. As a special promotion to introduce you to his work, all his ebooks will be free to download at nwb.freetalklive.com September 5th and 6th. All 5 of his books, free, no strings attached. It's Matthew Wayne Bellotti, the best fantasy horror author you've never heard of. nwb.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.